Hi, this is Kim Spazala, Senior Partner at Design Group International and CEO of the Society for Process Consulting. Today, I'm interviewing Lon Schwarzentruber, CEO of Design Group International. How are you doing today, Lon?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kim. Thanks for having me on the call.
Sure thing. So the reason I invited Lon is he had an opportunity to have a conversation, a Zoom meeting with Edgar Schein, who is sort of the founding father of process consulting. And Lon, I'd love you to just share in a few minutes how that transpired and how you found Edgar Schein.
Well, thanks, Kim. Ed Schein, for many of you that know him or perhaps don't know him, is a retired professor at MIT and was kind of, for many of us in the field of process consulting, kind of considered to be the father of process consulting. He's written widely on the topic. His seminal work back in the 60s called Process Consultation. It's been revised and now extensively writing in the 70s, 80s, and 90s in the field of process consulting, and in particular on a concept that he has coined called humble inquiry, kind of the art of posing a question versus telling somebody what to do. So I reached out to him, just kind of that old fashioned, wrote him a letter, introduced myself through the letter, and followed up with a phone call, and he was kind enough to have multiple conversations now since then.
I imagine that is one highlight of your career. I just can't even imagine being on the phone with him.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, talking to somebody who you really respect in a field that you are growing in and learning in. He's definitely kind of a giant in the field.
That's great. So what happened on the calls? What did you talk about, if you can share with us?
Oh, I'd be happy to. And one of the things that Ed was very agreeable to was for me to record our videos, which I've done. And the big takeaway that I had from our conversation was really around what he and I talked about, which were some of the postures of a process consultant, those competencies that we as process consultants lean on that we want to develop and hone throughout our career. And one of the competencies that he has talked about with me and shares considerably in his writings is that of observation, being able to observe and reflect back to a client what you're observing. And we spent a lot of time talking about just his ability to observe, which was really fascinating.
And if you think about your current work with clients or future work with clients, you know, why does that matter now, this new thing you learned about observation?
Well, it touches on a lot of what else we talked about, which was as a consultant, you can get seduced to provide content expertise because we're so familiar in consulting I have the answer, go do this. Mm-hmm. Whereas observation and what he talks about in his book called Humble Consulting is the power of listening and the different ways in which you can listen to a client. And it's through listening and observing that you're able to both understand what help looks like versus you as an outsider or somebody coming alongside of a client and just saying, hey, I know what to do, go do this. He and I spent a fair amount of time talking about our knowledge is really useless as consultants if a client is not able to understand it. And they might
so
be
true.
So stuck into a situation that we can say something, but if they can't hear it, if they can't understand it, it's going to land on deaf ears. And so he and I reflected on together ways in which we can help our clients become more of a learning or an understanding organism, which is a really powerful part of our conversation.
And so for those folks or listeners who might be newer to process consulting or haven't even heard of it, Can you just give us a few more key takeaways that might appeal to beginners or people who are just entering this vocation?
Yeah, be happy to, Kim. And at Design Group, we really focus, especially when we train individuals on process consulting, we really focus on a couple key attributes. And the first key attribute that we talk about and work with our consultants on is the whole, what's called the iterative process. And that iterative process is posing a question: why, who, what, where, when, and how, in that sequence, and getting, because it's that sequence, the Socratic method, that really helps hone in on, why are we even having this conversation? Why reach out to me? What is it that you're really looking for as it relates to help? And going through that iterative process, it helps craft for the client what help truly looks like and how to proceed towards that helping posture versus coming in with some kind of canned way of providing help that isn't, at the end of the day, going to be helpful.
So as you think about the two conversations you've had with Edgar Schein now, how do you think what you learned or what you took as your takeaways, how do you think that'll change your approach to consulting, if at all?
Well, it's interesting, Kim, that you asked that question, because he wants to keep talking, which I think has less to do with me and it has more to do with him. And what I mean by that is he's a learner. He wants to continue to learn and to continue to engage. And he, I think, also wants to continue to teach. I mean, he's been a professor his entire career and just loves having these kinds of conversations. And so what this has done for me is to remind me of the importance of learning, to remind me of the importance of process consulting and the importance of observing, posing good questions, and to lend a listening ear versus telling somebody what to do. I grew up just outside of Philadelphia, and I came at a time when Pete Rose was playing for the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, he was Charlie Hustle, right? And he spoke of the fundamentals of baseball and the importance of those fundamentals. And I think those are what Ed Schein is really talking about in his books. These are fundamental principles to remember throughout your career. And the importance of never stop practicing them. Never think that you're better than what you really are, and just to continue to learn. It was so very, very helpful to talk with him over video.
Great. So for our listeners, Lon, would you offer any other closing thoughts in this about the whole experience, whether it was reaching out to him or what you know about consulting, something learned you, something new that you learned? Just offer a couple of those closing thoughts to help people kind of wrap their mind around this.
Sure, Kim. And I think in closing, it would be what are you experiencing as an individual, even in this time of COVID-19, even in this time that you're working in your organization? What are you experiencing that you want to go deeper in? What is that piece that you want to lean into and learn from or experience more of? And figure out what that is, and then dive into it, embrace it, and see it as a challenge that can be addressed and even overcome.
Great. Thanks so much. Today we're with Lon Swartzentruber, CEO of Design Group International. Thank you very much for your participation, and we will also have the same interview in a blog post. Thank you.